To the editor. Is it just me or are we hearing Doug Ford's name a lot in the news? From repairing the Science Center or making it easier to get your booze? A Buck a Beer was the platform that he ran. Why he is so fixated? I still don't understand. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Isn't that what they say? All of his stupid bureaucracy is obviously getting in the way. Very few grocery stores are warming up to his latest scheme. For Doug Ford, it seems to be a reoccurring dream. Could this be his way of catering to us common folk? He has a history of hating unions, and he continues to provoke. Look at the way he handled the teachers, it was a total disgrace. In the end, these educators certainly put him in his place. He got tutored by the teachers, but the lesson wasn't learned. He is in another conflict, and once again he doesn't seem concerned. Only 37 of 2,000 grocery stores have aided him in his lament. So if you were to calculate this, it comes out at roughly 2%. Not quite a big enough endorsement to put his plan in action. It has been over 3 weeks and the big stores don't see the attraction. The LCBO has gone on strike and has closed every single store. Ford is sticking to his plan and refusing to negotiate once more. Thousands of jobs on the line, with hundreds of millions of public money in its wake. Conveniently left open for his rich backers to swoop in and take. All these funds would be gone and jobs will be lost in the outcome. I guess this is his plan. B. And he thinks all us, Ontarians, are dumb. All the former employees will be down and out. Every LCBO store will be shut down as a result. The rich get richer and all of this will fall between the cracks. So in order to survive, they will raise our provincial tax. Then they buy up all these stores with Ford in full compliance. It just seems so obvious, it isn't rocket science. So if we just ignore him and just play wait and see, years from now he and his pals will be enjoying a sauna where the Science Center used to be. Sincerely, Chris Reynolds.